The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Brought to you today in part by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. And by the way, I mentioned that I would, before the end of the program, tell you about how you could call or go online to find out more about a trip to New York City to celebrate Christmas. It's a little ahead of Christmas because obviously we have plans right over Christmas. But Christmas time in New York City is nothing short of magical. This will happen December 7th, 5 days, 4 nights. And a round-trip airfare included out of Bismarck or Fargo, 6 meals, and a professional tour director. The best part is 4 nights at an unbelievable hotel, the Belvedere Hotel in Manhattan. It is just fabulous. But all your tour highlights with a professional director. I mean, you get to see everything you need to see in New York City. You get to do a Broadway show. You get to do the Rockettes holiday show. I have never seen a better show at Christmas time than the Rockettes. Radio City Music Hall, I'm telling you, it is pure entertainment. My wife and I were there a number of years ago with a bunch of listeners and just had a blast. And I'm trying to remember, they had a live nativity scene that was just nothing short of, it's not secular. It's just nothing short of incredible. So really, take the time. There's only a few seats left on this. But we'll dine together. We'll do a little pre-theater farewell dinner. We'll do the Broadway show the last night. Then we do the flight home on the fifth day. And, a lot of memories. A lot of memories. I love New York City. It's the place where I fell in love with my wife. We were visiting New York City, and so it always will be a special, special place in us. We'd love to have you come. So honored that the North Dakota Farm Bureau asked us to come along. Find out more at ndfb.org, ndfb.org. That's the website. Or you can call 701-298-2200. And by the way, it's like $26.75 per person for everything. If you do the math, it's, $500-$600 for airfare. It's the hotel accommodations, which are very reasonable because they buy them in bulk. It's the dinners. It's the shows. It pencils out. It's a good deal. And the membership has its benefits, so check it out. NDFB.org. I'm just telling you because I know they're going to tell me in a couple of weeks or so, Scott, I'm sorry it's sold out. So I want you to get in on it. December will be here before you know it. 701-298-2200. This hour, Senator Rich Wardner is going to join us to talk about a plan unveiled yesterday at the Capitol that he's been working for months and months on that really has brought a sense of relief to the oil-impacted communities of our state. These folks are facing enormous challenges. And really, I don't know that we have any comprehension when I say we, those of us that don't call Watford City home or Newtown home or Williston or Stanley or Tioga, Dickinson. You really can't comprehend it unless you live it. And I've spent a lot of time. I'm usually west of Bismarck 2 or 3 days a week in one of these communities. So I've seen it, but I don't live there. I don't live it. I'd like to. And I hope to someday to tell you the truth. But it will take a huge sense of meeting the challenges that are out there. And this plan announced yesterday is a bold plan to do just that. It's part one of a two-part bold plan. And we're going to get the details on it today from Senator Rich Wardner. We'll open up the phones at the bottom of the hour as well and welcome your calls always on any and all topics here today on the program. A controversy in Senator Heidi Heitkamp's office we need to deal with today concerning warnings to not use a study she continued to use for months. And this is a bit of a bombshell breaking at sayanythingblog.com. Check it out. We'll tell you more about it before the end of the hour as well. Here's how you join the show. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. The majority leader of the North Dakota Senate, Senator Rich Wardner, now on our newsmaker line. Senator, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
I'm very well today, Mike. How are you? Scott, thank you.
Glad to have you. What's been the reaction since the press conference at noon yesterday, standing with Senators Kelly Armstrong and David Hogue and John Andrus and House members David Rust and Mike Johnson announcing a bold plan? What has been the reaction thus far?
Well, the reaction has been people are relieved and they're very happy that something is getting going and that there's a positive step forward to take care of these impacts out there. And needs.
Folks really need to know I'm not saying this to suck up to you, Rich, because the Lord knows I've directed my fair share of criticism at elected leaders at every level. But I've seen you undertaking this effort. I saw you on the legislative tour with about 50 of your colleagues. I've seen you in all these communities. I mean, this is a 50-hour or 60-hour plus a week job for you right now. You've really taken the time to understand what the needs are in putting this plan together, haven't you?
Yeah, I've invested a lot of time into coming up with something that we think will be effective, that will be fair, and take care of the major impacts. And yesterday we had a press conference on getting resources out to the emergency impacted areas. And then as we come to next week, we plan to talk a little bit about the formula, which will then secure funding, and it will help other areas. For example, we don't discuss townships in the early bill money, but we will be talking about townships and how it will affect them and schools and stuff in the formula bill.
You cited a study, some work that Niles Hushka at KLJ is doing for the state of North Dakota to understand the future and the impacts. Let's start there, and then I want to talk about specifically what this bill will do and the dollars in it and how it goes out. But talk about what you heard from Niles Hushka, who, by the way, will join us next week in Dickinson at the North Dakota Petroleum Council Conference annual meeting, and break down this for our audience. But in a minute or so, what did you hear from Niles Hushka, and how does that connect to this emergency funding bill?
Well, first of all, he told us in committee yesterday, which was separate from our press conference, that drilling levels will remain stable for the next 5 years. That means that these things aren't going to go away. Second, he had a map with the lines drawn that are exactly where the majority of our dollars are going to go. It's almost like a bullseye. So everything that he had presented to us fit with what we were going to be presenting at noon. He also identified the hot spots, the high production areas. We know where they're at now, and they're right where we thought they would be. They're right where the action is now, and so that will help us in long-term planning, and it verifies what the counties and cities are saying about their needs. And also he talked about the Bakken premium of what it costs to do business out there, which is greater than other parts of the state. So those were some things he talked about. He talked about the housing in especially the three hub cities, Minot, Dickinson, and Williston. And they were conservative numbers that, you know, they still were. There's a lot of housing units that need to be built. So those were some of the things that he verified for us that are the same things that we were talking about and looking at as we put this bill together.
You speak of a hot spot where the action is, a bullseye. Where is that? Paint that picture for our radio audience.
Well, most of them are in McKenzie County. There's some in Williams, but most of them are in McKenzie County. And then North Dunn. And there's a few of them over in Montreal. So those are the major counties, Williams County, Montreal County, McKenzie County, and Dunn County. And so it said, hey, what you're doing is exactly right, because they're the ones that need to get this thing rolling and get this infrastructure in place so they can get their lives back to normal.
So this is an $800 million emergency early funding bill called the Surge Bill, as you've labeled it, I believe, and it's designed to really bring some certainty to these folks on their needs. How do you break out the $800 million?
Well, first of all, it doesn't all go to the West. It doesn't all go to oil impact counties. It was patterned after a bill that we did last year in which we sent money out to the West for state highways. That was $620 million, and we sent $100 million to non-oil counties. And this one, we're going to send $150 million to non-oil counties. And so the amount of money that's going to go to the West for impacts is $650 million. And we've got $475 million, which will be for counties and cities in those counties. For example, we have McKenzie County, and then you have another pot of money that is for the cities. And it just so happens McKenzie County has three cities, Watford City, Arnigard, and Alexander. And those three cities will have that money divvied up by a formula that the state treasurer has. So that's one area. Then we have hub cities. That's Williston, Dickinson, and Minot, $140 million. We felt that the schools were left out, especially the schools in the counties of $5 million or more per year of revenue from the taxes. And
yeah, we need to talk about that a little bit, because there was a glitch in the funding formula for schools that really caused them to be punished that you're fixing in this. I want to talk about that. Hang tight, if you would. Senator Rich Wardner, Majority Leader in the North Dakota Senate, with us on a bold new plan to address the challenges in the oil patch. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Do you love jerky? You're tired of the same old gas station and grocery store stuff? Have I got a website for you? MeatTaffy.com. That's right, MeatTaffy.com. I love that name. What it is a bunch of guys with a jerky addiction got tired of the same old stuff and said, you know what? Let's go find the good stuff. I mean, premium guy candy. Meat Taffy. So they searched all across the USA and found folks out there in smokehouses and tiny meat shops and little independent supermarkets making some of the best jerky ever. And now we have a one-stop shop for all that great jerky. And if you go to MeatTaffy.com, it's what you're going to find. The best. I'm looking at a couple right now. Premium six-packs of thin-cut meat taffy straight from the heart of Kentucky. Fantastic. Or a Bayou blend. It's a Cajun-inspired pack of jerky that was born in the Bayou. Really good. High quality, hard to get, but easy to love. Meat Taffy. Made easy at MeatTaffy.com. Go to the website. They'll ship it to you wherever you are. MeatTaffy.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms ever show. Soil testing is a critical step you can take to help battle SCN. To assist with this effort, the North Dakota Soybean Council is proud to sponsor an SCN soil testing reimbursement program through the North Dakota State University Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are now available at NDSU County Extension offices. Soybean producers can request up to 3 bags on a first-come, first-served basis. Contact your local county extension agent for more information about the soil testing program.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This is What's on Your Mind, and we want to know what's on your mind as it relates to challenges in North Dakota's oil country and explosive growth. You know, I mean, if you look at just the sheer volume of growth in folks in places like Watford City and Dickinson and Williston and Stanley and Tioga and Newtown, and just look percentage-wise how they've grown, if the same percentage of growth were in New York City or Dallas or Chicago or Denver, the towns would be shut down. I mean, there wouldn't be garbage collection. There wouldn't be functioning water and sewer treatment plants. It would shut them down. The very same percentage of growth. And you really can't understand that unless you see it, unless you live it, unless you get there. And a lot of the legislators have spent a lot of time this summer and into this fall doing just that, which is one of the reasons that you're seeing the bold plan here that Senator Rich Wardner has unveiled. As I say, House leadership has been out there. Everybody acknowledges the needs. I think clearly the governor and lieutenant governor. Lieutenant governor is there nonstop. As well. So I think I see it. I see them there. A real recognition of these needs, and there's got to be a great deal of relief from this first piece of the puzzle, which is the early funding, emergency funding, for about $800 million to go to the shovel-ready projects. Senator Rich Wardner is with us. If you have a question or comment for him, 800-228-0550. Before the break, Rich, we were talking about the $35 million that is in here for oil-producing county schools. And correct me if I'm wrong, there was a glitch in the Tax Committee Finance Institution Bill that the effects of which became known after the session that you're trying to fix in this. Am I right?
Well, it was in House Bill 1358, which was the funding for out west. And the reason it was what happened is that, you know, the legislators were trying to make sure the schools got more money. As you know, the school money is discounted. That means because it's in lieu of property tax, it has to be included in the per pupil formula. And I don't want to go on and on, but it's discounted 75%. And people were trying to figure out a way not to have it discounted, the oil money. And the way it was set up with the new, it was a new formula, last session, and we're basically using the same one. If a county had less than $5 million a year of revenue, tax revenue for the gross production tax, generated in their county, they went into one class. If they were over, they went into another class. Those below the $5 million per year, they get 35% of the money for schools. Even though it's a discounted 75%, that's still 25% they get, and it's a lot more than the schools that just got over $5 million. They only get five. Now, if you're in a county that has high production like McKenzie, you probably didn't notice it so much. But there were a few counties that just got over into the $5 million, such as Williams County, Williams County, Divide County, Stark County. So all of those school districts lost money by having revenue generated from the production tax. And so that was left out inadvertently, and we're putting it back in to make it up to them. That's the bottom line.
And, there'll be more education reform, won't there? I've seen Mike Nathy out there. He was on the tour with you on the legislative tour. The House guys, Mike, obviously the chair of the House Education Committee. It sounds like there's more reform necessary specific to oil-impacted communities in the schools because of their growth, right?
Well, Scott, there is, and we've got some things in the formula bill that we're looking at reforming. So this is what this money is for, is to get it out to the political subs so they can get things done in the 2015 construction season, and we're making sure the schools get their money that they should have had this time. And so that's what it is. It's getting them caught up. When we get to the formula bill next week, that will be going forward, taking care of the needs.
Two other quick things I want to ask you about. One is the last piece of this $800 million surge funding bill is $150 million to counties and cities outside oil-producing counties, but impacted. Explain that quickly, if you would.
Well, it'll go to those counties, and most of them will use it for roads. They have needs, too. As you know, one of the big issues in the state of North Dakota is the water table seems to continue to rise, and roads are going underwater, and roads are being impacted by water. And the ag community has bigger trucks hauling grain and stuff on roads, so they get impacted, too. And so we feel that it's important that we take care of the whole state. And remember last time we sent out 100, then we sent out another 160, and now we're going to do 150 if this passes. That's money to eastern non-oil counties that, hey, if it wouldn't have been for oil, we wouldn't have been able to do that for them, and we're glad to do it.
Last question for you, Senator Wardner. This is an $800 million package. It's one-time funding. It's coming from a something called SIF, the Strategic Investment and Improvement Fund, as you explained yesterday, which there's about $1.3 billion in it. What's the fund for? Is it is this what you've proposed in taking $800 million of it, exactly what the fund was for? Or are there other needs that won't be met as a result of this decision? Tell us about the impacts from the actual fund.
Yes, Scott. Strategic Infrastructure and Investment Fund. That's what SIF stands for. I can't think of a more important strategic investment than taking care of the energy impact needs in western North Dakota. And for those of you that are wondering, it's money that is collected over the biennium, so it's there at the end. It's one of the few funds we don't spend before we have it. And it's one of the last areas that gets filled in all of the oil monies that come into the state of North Dakota. So we're very fortunate, and at the end of every biennium, we have this money, this revenue, this resource to take care of investments in strategic areas. Next time, it might be someplace else in North Dakota.
Makes sense. But this is one-time funding, and out of a fund, what you're saying it was specifically designed to do. So it's perfectly appropriate for what you propose to use it for here.
Absolutely. And just remember, last time it was state highways in the West. Well, we're seeing the benefit of it now. It's coming to fruition. This time it's for political subs in the West. But next time it might be for some emerging thing that is happening in the East.
Makes sense. Rich, thanks for the time today. Appreciate it very much. Look forward to learning more about the formula funding and other things coming next week. Appreciate the update today, though.
You bet. Thank you.
Senator Rich Wardner is the majority leader, and your reaction to that and anything else on your mind. Welcome when we come back at 800-228-0550. I'll be on TV tonight, Point of View, talking about AP. It was supposed to be an AP-free day, but I didn't say his whole name. Right, Todd? And also talking about the controversy over the rail study. I want to get your take on that when we come back here as well.
Imagine it's an AP-free day without mentioning AP. I mean, it's okay to mention it within that context. That's fine.
Is it okay? All right. But I do feel an obligation to that caller earlier who wanted to get her two cents in on this. And I believe she's defending AP. So we'll give her one exception on the AP-free day coming up. And anything else on your mind today? 800-228-0550. Hey, what's on your mind? We want to know.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Custom Bakken Chemistry, the latest sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota, and two inside bays. You'll find it all 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash. What do truckers say about you, Megan? Why do they love the North Dakota Truck Wash so much?
We definitely are conveniently located behind Senex and Stanley, and we can guarantee short wait times, and we just have the chemistry down so then we can clean the truck efficiently.
South of the Pinnacle, Senex on the truck bypass, Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123. $23.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
You know it's coming. The signs that you're starting to age. The wrinkles that weren't there before. Those sudden lines. But what if you could hold back those signs for years to come? That can happen with a proprietary new anti-aging complex that reinvents looking younger. It's like a delete button for your wrinkles. Our philosophy is simple. No wrinkles allowed. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or go to nowrinklesallowed.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Brought to you in part today by our friends at Apache Sprayers Home in the Dakotas. We're talking about High Plains Apache. You know, they have one focus, sprayers. That's right. They are the sprayer experts. They pride themselves on the expertise of the product. They pride themselves on customers loving what they do at High Plains Apache. They take great care of you. They have all kinds of options. Used pull-type sprayers right now on hand. They want to move them 1,000 to 1,500-gallon capacity. They'll be 90-foot booms. You'll get a deal right now. They also have a few used Apache sprayers. They're hard to come by. You can take a look at their website, highplainsapache.com. Don't forget to check out that ETA Center. Need a part? Need a quick 50,000 of them on hand right now. All the most popular brand name items in the application industry. Not just Apache. They've got them all. High Plains Apache Mandan. Fargo 2, online at highplainsapache.com. All right, one quick exemption on the AP free day, and then let's talk about this controversy over the rail study with Senator Heidi Heitkamp and see if you think it's a big deal or not, okay? Here is a caller who called earlier that wanted in on the AP story.
When someone gets attacked and they're arrested, they pay their bail, they get out, they're out for months. They can do whatever they want. They can go to their job. They can go murder some other person. So I don't know why Adrian can't do his job while the attorneys fight it out. That's all my comments for right now.
You know, who was it that I saw on the way of a rant? Some Caruso dude? I don't know that I know him, Chris. You probably would know the name. Chris Russo. Who's Chris Russo? Anybody know? Sven Snerdly or Todd? Or?
WFAN, longtime sports host, and I think he's on satellite radio these days.
Okay,
he had some...
I saw a rant of his, and he was suggesting that, you know, they don't play, but you pay them, right? I mean, in other words, you ought to care about the person, getting them fixed, getting them help, whether it's Ray Rice, whether it's AP, but they get paid. You know, what I worry most about this, we talked to Kelly Armstrong when we were in Dickinson about this. Kelly, putting on his prosecuting attorney hat, he said, look, we ought to have some empathy. We ought to fix this, right? I mean, in the case of Ray Rice, you don't want him to be a wife beater, right? You want him to get help and fix it. In the case of Adrian Peterson, he needs to understand he crossed the line, right? Anybody else kind of tired of him lecturing us on discipline and how disciplined he is when he has seven children from seven different
exactly.
mothers?
That picture says it all, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I did go a little off the plan there to go AP free. Anyway, find me that clip if you can of Russo, because I think it goes to her point that there is some. Oh, that's right. He said it's an AP free zone. We'll save it for tomorrow. And are you kidding me? Friday, tomorrow on the program. Okay, let me just spend a little time on this story about the rail study. And I want to know from our audience, I'm not going to form an opinion on this. And by the way, you can talk about anything you want to talk about here. You want to talk about the pledge? You want to weigh in on that? You want to talk about ISIS? I mean, we have till the top of the hour. Roll the crickets, Todd, because we've got some lines backed up here. We don't have calls backed up. We have lines open.
You know,
those crickets
that actually went away because, you know, they got bored. Our phones have been so full. But somewhere along the line, yeah,
Give them some caffeine.
They were sleeping. I got to wake them up a little. There we go. I think they're awake now.
Yeah. Exactly right.
Sometimes that you need a nudge, just like me.
Exactly right. That's your cue to call. If you have this pent-up demand to get something off your chest, please weigh in at 800-228-0550. Our Facebook page is blowing up with all kinds of comments about the pledge here as well and what ought to be done there. Who's right, by the way, in that? Are you defending the parents and the free speech rights, or is the school right there? You can weigh in on that. But here's the scoop on Senator Heitkamp. There's a saga here in which a study was done at NDSU on the economic impacts of rail shipping delays. And Senator Heitkamp asked for the study and then touted it several times. NDSU and the researchers reached out to her and said, hey, we have some problems with the study. We're going to pull it. Don't use it. And she continued to do it. It continues to do it. Now, never mind the study itself, anything else. That's almost a separate debate. You have to ask yourself the question, why is she continuing to do it? Now, Rob Port of the Same Thing blog is saying that she wasn't being factual with her explanation of this because she's claiming that she stopped using it after they informed her of it. That is not true according to Rob's timeline. Let me just walk you through this, and you tell me if you think this is any big deal or no big deal. So April 9th, a staffer of Senator Heitkamp made a formal request for the study, okay? And Rob has all the emails at sayanythingblog.com. April 29th, her office sent an executive summary of the study out, okay? Here's asked for the study, now sending it out. Early in May, she announced the study in a press release on her Senate website. It got a ton of coverage in the media. Early in May, an NDSU economist by the name of Frayne Olson touted the study on Valley News Live with Chris Berg, which, by the way, I'll be at tonight talking about the story. May 14th, just less than 10 days later, NDSU told Senator Heitkamp's office the study is being pulled. It's flawed. We're not doing it. The whole email is here. A staffer of hers responds saying, hey, you can't pull the study back. I don't see how we can take the words back. And she continues to reference it. July 22nd, references the study in a press release without noting it had been withdrawn. August 11th, references the study in a press release without noting it had been withdrawn. August 28th, references the study in a press release without noting it had been withdrawn. September 2nd now, just earlier this month, NDSU Professor William Wilson told a staffer of Senator Heitkamp that the senator continues to use the study and it has to stop. Then, 9 days later, Senator Heitkamp's office says the senator didn't use the study in the hearing of the Surface Transportation Board. A day later, she is on camera with a reporter, Chris Berg, from Valley News Live, saying she hadn't used the study since NDSU pulled it. Well, that's factually not true because, again, of what I just told you. Does it matter? Do you care? You know, Senator Heitkamp is very good. She's a very savvy politician. This is an unusual political blunder on her part. And I don't know if it's inadvertent. I don't know if it's she asked for the study, so she didn't really care whether it had been pulled or not, and she was going to use it, whether it supported, whether it was factual, whether it had been pulled or not, because it allowed her to beat up on the railroad. There's plenty of pain that actually factually exists. I'm not sure why you'd need a study that was flawed where you're cooking the books. I'm a little confused. I just see it as a really unusual political blunder on the part of Senator Heidi Heitkamp, who's a lawyer and who knows better. And if I were Senator Heitkamp, I'd fire somebody over this, unless this was all done with her full knowledge, in my view. I think it's a big deal. Really do. Agree or disagree, you let me know at 800-228-0550. Orlin in Minot, listening on KCJB. What's on your mind?
Well, first off is that deal over in Iraq and Syria. I think the only way a person is going to handle that mess over there is leave nothing behind that can crawl, walk, or wiggle when it was once gone through. And that deal on Adrian Peterson, if that is true and the way things are happening, my mother would be in prison. She'd probably be just getting out now, and she's been dead for 2 years. Because that's our discipline. And our whole society is kind of, I'd say, kind of screwed up because of no discipline at home.
Okay. I don't disagree that we've gotten into sort of a very different place than our parents and grandparents were at in the way of discipline. However, having said that, knowing what we know about specifically Adrian Peterson doing what he did, do you condone it? Do you think he had the right to do that with the switch? You've seen the pictures. You've seen what he's talking about.
I haven't seen any of the pictures, but I still believe in spanking to a certain extent. Now, it can go too far, but
yeah.
if it depends on the circumstances, the kid will probably remember it the rest of his life, and he will remember why. I know, from 60-some years, I can remember why I got my rear end burned many a times.
Right, and I think there's some value in what you're describing in good, stern discipline. I'll leave it to the experts on whether it works or not. Some say it does, some say it does not. You can't teach a child to not hit when you're hitting the child, so whatever. But I would tell you this. I think you need to examine the Adrian Peterson situation before you tie it just to general saying we ought to be able to discipline our kids however we feel. Because I think the facts of this case, even what he's explained himself, warrant a little closer look on your part. Just my take. Appreciate you sharing what's on your mind. That means calls are waiting right behind, or lines are waiting. Lines are open for your calls right behind Donna and Hazen, listening on 550 KFIRE to tell us what's on her mind. Donna, go ahead.
Good morning. I'm concerned about the logic that's involved with sending over to help with the Ebola virus. I think that perhaps a little bit more consideration should be taken in the fact that we immunize our kids against a lot of things so they won't get it. And we're considering sending many troops over there. And, of course, they will be from all of the United States. And then if they do get exposed to the virus, they'll come home on furloughs and I guess I can see how all of America could easily be infected in a short while. And I'm wondering what kind of thought process was going into that. We pull our kids out of school if they get chicken pox or measles, if they haven't had their shots, and yet we're thinking about putting all these young men in harm's way. I think there's something wrong there. I think that perhaps developing an immunization and helping through the medical system, immunizing those people, maybe even teaching them to immunize them, their own people, rather than subjecting so many of our young men to this virus.
And by the way, Donna, you should know, and we don't have the best connection with you, I apologize, but some really insightful comments on your part. Thank you, and please call again. We're not thinking about sending troops. We are sending troops to build clinics. We have drawn a line saying no ground troops to take on ISIS. No ground troops in Iraq, but we're sending troops to be disease police in West Africa and build clinics. It's happening, Donna. Please call your member of Congress and weigh in. Lee in Grand Forks, let's get you in before the break. You're on What's on Your Mind. Tell us.
How are you doing, Scott? Here's what's on my mind. First of all, with ISIS, we need to go in there and destroy them completely, wipe the scourge off the face of the planet. I have four children. My oldest is 12. And I am just mortified with the lack of effort, the cowardness in our leadership in handling these thugs, these murderers. I mean,
have you, Lee, hang on, we're going to finish your comment on the other side of the break. Have you seen the attack that was thwarted by ISIS in Australia to behead people randomly on the streets? You're exactly right. More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
According to a Kaiser Family Foundation study, North Dakotans pay hundreds of dollars more each year for prescription drugs than consumers in other states. We're the only state that prohibits retailers like Target, Walgreens, and Walmart from hiring licensed pharmacists and offering hundreds of commonly prescribed prescriptions for just $4 a month. Let's cut the cost of prescription drugs. Vote yes on Measure 7.
Paid for by North Dakotans for Lower Pharmacy Prices. Lisa J. Carlson, Treasurer.
We all know beef jerky comes in all shapes and sizes, but most of the beef jerky we eat comes from gas stations and grocery stores. And I don't know about you, but I'm sick of it. Thank goodness I found out about MeatTaffy.com and a bunch of guys with a jerky addiction who had enough of the same old store brand jerky. These guys travel around to smokehouses and tiny meat shops, sometimes even people's garages, to hunt down the best tasting premium guy candy. They find the good stuff and make it easy to get. Get MeatTaffy delivered right to your door. Go to MeatTaffy.com.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roll-Tec electric conversion system from AgriCover. Featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roll-Tec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Before the top of the hour, rolling on with What's on Your Mind, final segment for this Thursday. But guess what? We'll do it again tomorrow right here on an Are You Kidding Me Friday. One guest tomorrow, Jack Seaman, who is the Libertarian U.S. House candidate in North Dakota, specifically on his opposition to expanding military action in Iraq. This is a very popular Libertarian view, and I look forward to a spirited conversation with Jack Seaman. I also give Jack credit for being willing to come on the program, unlike George Sinner, the Democratic House candidate, who is literally, I think he spends all his time on the East Coast and West Coast raising money to run ads, but won't come and talk to North Dakotans. Will not. And by the way, told me in my face, when are you going to invite me on the show, Scott? I said, hey, we invite you every week. Well, you're talking to the wrong person. I said, well, we're talking to your staff. Now I'm talking to you. Let's make it happen. And you should have seen the email trail after. It's really too bad. And look, I would offer to not even say a word. If it's about me, I'm more interested in about you, the listeners, having a say. But I don't know what it is with these Democratic members of Congress or Democratic candidates for office that somehow think they're beyond answering your questions. Doesn't that mean
exactly.
My questions?
Exactly. That's your just it. We just want to be able to provide the opportunity. And when people come back to me and say, well, hey, how come you don't have so-and-so on? Well, ain't like we haven't tried.
You know, and Senator Heitkamp was fairly regularly coming on and then just has gone dark in the last number of months. And by the way, this from a candidate who is very critical of her opponent in the Senate race, Rick Berg, for avoiding talk radio programs. Now, I'm just scratching my head over that. In that theory, this was the mantra from the Democrats about Rick Berg. And they're avoiding, and again, please don't think it's about me. I could care less. It's not about Todd. It's not about me. It's simply about being here to answer questions for the listeners. Anyway, kudos to Jack for that. Monday, Ron Ness, the president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, will be here. We'll be in Dickinson on Tuesday for Energy Matters, and Wednesday and Thursday is What's on Your Mind. And then we'll be in Newtown, where the Cloverdale, Marvin Windows Grafton, and Arvig, What's in Your Town tour, hits Newtown next Friday, September 30th in Devil's Lake. Can hardly wait. Love the What's in Your Town
tour. Are
you
going to have more bacon again? I notice you don't bring that bacon thing anywhere near me. That's probably smart.
I am. I did bring you a few bacon coupons. I'll be hanging out with the Cloverdale Big Flavor Wagon again at the Bison tailgating party Saturday at the Dome when they take on Montana. Hey, we've been making poor Lee wait a while here. Before the break, Lee in Grand Forks was weighing in, listening on AM 1100 The Flag. Go ahead, Lee, and finish your thoughts. Sorry.
Well, I'll just wrap it up for time. Basically, for those old enough to know, and I don't even know if they teach this in school anymore, but Nazi Germany, there was the excuse of ignorance. We didn't have media. It wasn't going to happen here. They're rounding up Jews. And what's the difference between the Nazis and this ISIS group? Well, one difference is ISIS isn't bothering to build concentration camps. They just kill you if you don't agree with them. If you're not a fanatic believer of Islam like them, they'll just kill you. They don't even bother building the concentration camps. And those people that call in and say, well, until they bring it here, it's not really our fight. It was our fight a long time ago. With the United States, you remember Ronald Reagan, you know, a city on the hill, a shining star, whatever the phrase was. You know, what happened to that? And as far as the Adrian Peterson thing goes, like I said, I got four children, 12 is my oldest. And yes, have I had to swat their butt? You bet I have. Have I had to get, you know, if I had to get a little serious with them? You bet. But just me personally as a parent, if I got to take out a switch or a piece of a branch or whatever he used, to whoop my kid to get him in shape, then I failed as a parent. And that's just me. That's just my opinion. If I have to go to that extreme to get my children to listen to me, then I obviously have failed along the way bringing them up in the first place.
Well said, Lee.
That's on my mind today.
Well, I'm glad you called. Please call again. Very insightful. Steve Fargo on AM 1100 today. Thanks for having your dial there. And what's on your mind?
Thank you, Scott. I'm just wondering about this Ebola virus and us sending our troops over there. Could that itself be an act of bioterrorism by ISIS, you know, that's infiltrated the higher parts of our government by bringing that Ebola virus back here? Maybe perhaps they used our airplanes. Why would they wouldn't have to shoot us or cut our heads off, just come back with the Ebola virus? Could that be an act of terrorism?
Of course it could. I mean, these guys will stop at nothing, right? I think you need to take that threat real. I've not spent a lot of time, but there's a whole lot of conspiracy theories out there about this Ebola thing, and I say theories because obviously it's you know some dots connect, but you still go, really? Could that happen? But as far as using it as a weapon of terror, I mean, look at anthrax, right? Look at some of the things that were done. Why wouldn't you if you're trying to, you know, cause terror? Why wouldn't you, find an Ebola, victim, bring them here and spread it like crazy? Look, we know now they were plotting, and it was thwarted at the 11th hour, a plan to cut off the heads of random people walking the streets in Australia. It was just thwarted. This was ISIS to rain down their terror. You don't think they'd do, Ebola, whatever they can do? Of course they
sure.
Do. Yeah.
I firmly believe that's an act of terrorism.
Couldn't agree with you anymore, Steve. Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. We don't have time to get to any more calls. Unfortunately, we're out of time, and as soon as I go to one, it'll be the end. By the way, I saw a really nice thing. Really enjoyed putting veterans to the front of the line the last couple of days, and I see that Senator John Hoeven today announced that the U.S. Senate has passed a resolution to honor our deployed service members and their families by designated October 26th as the Day of the Deployed. Isn't that cool? Looking forward to hearing more about that. Just got that note, but it reminded me of all the good vets we heard from and all the parents of vets that are deployed. Really appreciate your voice in all of this. The debates continue, by the way, online. Don't forget tonight, Point of View on Valley News Live at 6:30 on KX4 in the Valley. I'll post it online so you can watch online. I'll be debating the AP situation, Senator Heitkamp's rail study controversy, and also talking about the funding, the emergency infrastructure funding going to the oil patch tonight, 6:30, and then we'll chat about it tomorrow. And are you kidding me? Friday brought to you in part today by S&S Motors, Watford City, and PetroServe USA. Scott Hennon for my friends at Chase on the Lake, beautiful Walker, Minnesota. Golfers, listen up. You already know how great golf can be in the fall, right? Especially in northern Minnesota with the colors and all the fun. Well, here's your chance to play some top-notch courses while enjoying Leech Lake and the Chase. Check it out. The Chase on the Lake package includes one night lodging in a classic hotel, one dinner in the award-winning 502 restaurant, and one round of golf at either Tiana Country Club or Longbow Golf Club. Both great courses. I lean towards Tiana, but you know what? Get a load of this price. If you go Sunday through Thursday, it's only $129. If you'd like a weekend, just $30 more at $159. Now think about it. The rooms at Chase are spacious and wonderful, easily worth the $129 by itself. Then golf at a championship golf course, throw in a meal at the 502, you're coming in at about half price. One night in a classic room at Chase on the Lake, one round of golf at either Tiana or Longbow, and one meal at the 502. Go to chaseonthelake.com, enter promo code Scott to get this great fall golfing package. Chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.